Catherine Rose and Meredith Reddick.
Hi, Rob. Woolsey.
We really must talk about the internet outage.
16 whole days in the late summer. But you know, it's funny, some people, like you, for example, Rob, remain sort of nostalgic about the whole thing.
I am. For the first time since my kids were little, I had people dropping by my house unannounced. It was nice. I also read a couple of good books.
So it wasn't really as isolating as you'd expect, Rob.
Just the opposite. I had unlimited access to my child's Starlink as long as I would babysit her child.
You know, I think Melissa Marconi-Wenzel captured this feeling the best.
People were starting to reconnect with other people, their families, their friends, pick up old, you know, enjoyable activities like playing the guitar, playing family games. And they realize, I feel more alive, I feel more connected, you know, in a sense, I feel more human.
I think that was one of the biggest surprises of the outage was that Sitkins, you know, found some solace in the cyber silence.
The Sitka Economic Development Association surveyed businesses this fall on the financial losses many experienced during the outage. Next is trying to create a plan B if the cable ever breaks again, and it probably will. CETA Director Gary White is really fired up about this.
This story needs to be told because to me it's not acceptable to right now be losing internet for weeks at a time every 8 years.
Man, I can only imagine what that outage was like in the schools.
The student representative on the school board, Francis Myers, said it was a bit like time travel.
It's gotten a bit better. We got Starlink in the offices, and so were the faculty's able to print paper. And so a lot of the students are now doing pencil and paper, a lot of their assignments.
Francis Myers, is he Felix's brother?
Right. He succeeded Felix on the school board. And Felix was probably one of the more outspoken board members, adult or student, in recent memory. He's at Yale now, but when the Sitka School District was looking down the barrel of 16 teaching layoffs last spring, Felix leapt into action.
I remember, and Felix helped rally Sitka students to join a statewide walkout in April after the governor vetoed near-unanimous legislation that would have increased school funding for the first time in, what, 8 years? And Myers was pretty blunt at the time. I remember him saying, kids aren't stupid.
They don't deserve to be pawns in a political game. Their education and their futures should not be sacrificed because one person wants to continue their political agenda.
And then those layoffs turned into reality. Over the summer, we interviewed one of the teachers who lost her job. Margaret Schoenfelder Hart said the uncertainty was rippling around the community.
It affects more than just me not having a job. It affects, you know, my child who's in the school district. There's uncertainty everywhere. There's uncertainty of what grades people will be teaching. There's uncertainty of how many teachers at each grade level, how many kids are going to be in each class. So it's just uncertainty across the board.
Luckily, Schoenfelder Hart and one other teacher were hired back. And then one teacher who wasn't hired back, she's now involved again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amanda Williams was the eighth grade science teacher at Blatchley until she got pink slipped. This fall, she won a seat on the school board, an unintended consequence if there ever was one.
And Rob, what's up with school funding now? Is it still kind of bleak?
At the December meeting, board president Phil Burdick warned that the district would be almost $2 million in the hole if the state didn't increase funding by about $1,500 per student.
Oh, which is unlikely. And that means that Sitka might have to consolidate schools next year, which could mean closing Coots Elementary.
But it's not a done deal, right? Just a possibility?
Right. And, you know, Hoots just got its new name this spring. It was a years-long effort to rename the former Baranoff Elementary School. And tribal elder David Kanosh hoped that the change would spur a continued shift to incorporate Tlingit language and culture into the school system.
Just as my life was enriched by the works of William Shakespeare, the ancient Greeks and Romans, their myths, they enriched my life. Now, learn of us. We are still here.
Hoots was a good choice. It means brown bear.
Speaking of bears, they were probably the only gear group that had a good year salmon fishing.
This year, the salmon harvest statewide was down by over 50% from last year, and the value is down by almost 25%.
Trollers did catch one break, though. They didn't have a lawsuit hanging over their heads this season that threatened to shut everything down.
Right, but the Wild Fish Conservancy, which brought the suit, is actually on another tack, trying to list Alaskan king salmon as an endangered species. That would pretty much end commercial trolling for kings in Southeast.
And it wouldn't necessarily save any killer whales in Puget Sound, which is the goal of the Wild Fish Conservancy. Recent research has shown that the killer whales may have abundant food in summertime, and something else altogether could be responsible for their decline. Matt Donahoe is the former president of the Alaska Trollers Association, which spent 4 years fighting the conservancy in court. He was relieved, maybe a bit more than relieved.
And yeah, we feel vindicated. I mean, fish that don't come up here that are vital to killer whales, the troll fishery was responsible for those killer whales' decline. I mean, it was absurd on the face.
I think it's time to talk about Catherine's reporting trip to Japan.
Yes, we cannot say enough about Catherine's reporting trip to Japan.
Oh, geez.
No humility needed. For years, we've talked about Asian markets for Sitka's herring and the importance of sakura and Japanese traditions, but it's all been really speculative until now.
I actually got the chance to spend a week with an anthropologist and herring researcher. I spoke to lots of herring processors, and one of them I spoke with, Shigio Yamamoto, buys a couple of boxes of Sitka herring every year. But most of the other processors and folks I spoke to in the industry are more interested in local herring because they've rebounded recently thanks to a successful hatchery program. And Yamamoto says global economics also favor those Japanese herring.
Now, the Japanese yen is so weak. And sorry for the people in Alaska, but for us, the local processors, it's really helpful that the local herring is getting caught and recovering again.
A really wonderful series, Catherine. And we all got to learn the Japanese name for sakura. Kazunoko!
Oh, we should take it on the road.
So coming back to our side of the Pacific, the Sitka Animal Shelter also made headlines this year. Sydney Strong was one of dozens of community members who attended to complain that Sitka's police department had locked out the local Friends group and that animals were not receiving needed care.
The lost, abandoned, unwanted, and mistreated animals of Sitka deserve a voice. In my personal opinion, I believe the way the Sitka Police Department locked out these groups is not only frightening, but it's dangerous behavior.
The Friends and the city have been negotiating terms of a new agreement since September, but some questions remain around how the euthanasia was managed during the lockout, and still folks involved are hopeful that things can get back on the right track.
Yeah, well, the shelter was definitely a hot-button issue in 2024.
And we can't forget the other hot-button, tourism. Haven't there been 4 attempts to put a ballot proposition before voters?
That's right. The last initiative was submitted just this December. But the landscape is gradually changing. Sitka now has a permanent tourism commission and even an agreement with a local dock company.
But no agreement yet on whether we can have too much of a good thing.
That's true. Probably everyone agrees that there is a right number, just not everyone agrees on what that number is. This is Planning Director Amy Ainsley.
I see this period right now as the transition between reacting to tourism and managing tourism. You know, I think there's been a lot of earnest effort to hear from the community and to try to find the balance point that works for everybody. But I don't think it's ever going to feel that way because this is a really polarized issue.
That is a very familiar sound in Sitka.
A helicopter taking off from Air Station Sitka. I used it in my interview with Air Station Commander Rand Semke on the first anniversary of the 2023 crash of a rescue helicopter.
We knew this look back at 2024 would probably end on a sad note, but this story is...
Uplifting, get it?
Yeah, we get it.
I wanted to mention the Coast Guard especially because they gear up and fly when the rest of us are taking shelter. And I thought Commander Semke really put that skill into perspective.
Hovering a helicopter over water at night in bad weather when lives are on the line is one of the most challenging things you can do in all of aviation.
No one died in that helicopter crash, thankfully, but it's still been tough going. 13 people have lost their lives on the water in and around Sitka since the fall of 2022. We've also had a bear mauling and a fatal car accident, all deeply felt throughout the community.
Yeah, I went to a vigil earlier this month. It was organized in response to the Windwalker tragedy, but It was so clear that people were grieving all the losses from this past year. Jackie DeBell lost her 16-year-old grandson when the car he was riding in rolled off Blue Lake Road this fall.
It's been a real struggle with our family. We have to learn how to live without him. And I just want to acknowledge everyone here. I know everyone has somebody they lost, and their lives are forever changed.
You know, as challenging as this year has been, people really came together to support each other.
Agreed. There is a lot of strength in this community, and the vigil put a bright light on that. Thanks for attending, Meredith.
That's a look back at 2024. Looking ahead to working with you guys in 2025. Happy New Year.
Same. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.